Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, September the 1st of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan. And it's great to be with you. It's always great to be with you every time that we get to do a show. It's always great to be here with you. You know, to have you here joining me, tuning in from wherever you are, whatever device you're using, however you found out about us, about this Miracle Man show, we're glad that you found out about it. And we're real grateful to have you as a part of this program. And I always thank the Lord for the listeners. I always do. It's always a great thing to have you tuned in. Now, as I had alluded to, as I had mentioned last night, we are now in the last third of 2021. So if you were to divide the year up into three phases, you have like the beginning phase, which is like phase one, January to April. Then you have the middle portion/phase, May to August. And then you have the third one, which is September to December. And so now is a good time to pull out from your prayer book, or wherever you put it, the list of things that you believe God for at the start of the year. And look at that list and just see, how am I doing on those things? How many of these things have come to pass for me? What are you still believing God for based on what you wrote down? Because, of course, every year, each time you turn the calendar in a year, it's like another lease on life. No, we're not to December yet or anything like that. It's just all I'm doing is just encouraging you to kind of take a little snapshot, just kind of see, where am I on those things that I'm believing for to have happen for me? It's just something to think about. And so it's just something that you can think about, talk to God about, is that list that you made. And I hope these things are coming true for you. There's things I put on mine that I'm still believing for. But there's also been several things that came to pass. Amen. Now, a little programming note is that since football season has now started. Football Central is now on Monday and Wednesday nights. For a short time near the end of the broadcast. Yeah, so around the end of the broadcast, so we'll say about 7:50 or so. Tonight, I have, not only do I have a Midland game to predict and a Dow game to predict, but with college football starting up, I'm going to predict not only what Michigan and Michigan State will do, but also what they will do for the game, but also what I think they will do for the season. So it's just something to look forward to as football season is starting up. And praise the Lord, this one's looking a bit more normal than last year's season was. And I'm happy about that. I really am. Because I really enjoy, you know, talking about these games and you can base your predictions off mine if you want to. You can ignore them if you want, you know, and come up with your own. You know, it's up to you. And those predictions that I give are my personal opinions on how the game will play out. Based on current, you know, things. Health can be a factor. You know, how do the opponents do about that team? That can be a factor as to who will win. Also, what comes into play is who do I think will turn the ball over less? Because a lot of times that is a key. Because when you got these good opponents playing each other, and they end up playing close, then sometimes it can come right down to turnovers. And not only turnovers, it can be things like who got less penalties, who capitalized on the other team's mistakes, who defended the other team well. I mean, the best. And things like that. What I mean by that is who stopped the other team the best? You know, by defending, I mean, like, making the best defensive plays. And so, something to look forward to at the end of the show tonight. Note that Mondays and Wednesdays are the main nights that we discuss football. And then Tuesday night, I talk about football briefly, but mainly just about the Monday night game. Just so you have an idea. As to what happens and how it plays out here on the show. As this is your home for football. Coverage is the Miracle Man. And, of course, football with the Miracle Man, Football Central, is brought to you by your local Dairy Queen and all the delicious blizzards they have to offer, including my favorite fall blizzard, the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard. Okay, Rachel, do you like pumpkin stuff?
Okay.
What about pumpkin pie stuff, like Pumpkin Pie Blizzard?
That sounds good.
Yes! Do you feel like that could be a nice biggie?
Oh, yeah.
That could be a... because that Pumpkin Pie Blizzard is delicious. I don't know if it's in yet or not. Of course, like I said, so item may not be in yet, but of course I figured listeners with football starting up, but I figured that it was time to mention it. But I don't know if it's in yet, so maybe I should have just zipped my lip for the moment as far as about the pumpkin blizzard until I could verify whether or not that it was in. Because, of course, you have to be able to verify when it comes. Go to your local Dairy Queen and have a taste of it. All right. Now, last night, listeners, we discussed the last days. Tonight, I figured at first I would exhort you on that for a few minutes before we get into worship and the other things for tonight. There's things about it that I want to expound on. So, listeners, well, you see, that parable, like the parable of the virgins, five were foolish, five were wise. When Jesus taught, he used parables. The parables were to help make it easy to be understood. That's why Jesus taught in parables. Like, there was the parable of the sower. One of these days, real soon, I'm going to start going through with you, my listeners, every parable that Jesus taught. And why is it so important? Why does it mean what it means? What does it mean for us? And that's going to be coming soon. But I'm excited about it. So, and I just love, you know, the different parables that he taught. But, well, you see, in the parable of in that parable of the virgins, you know, five are wise, five are foolish. The foolish ones leave to buy oil after the wise wouldn't give them theirs because the wise didn't want to run out of oil. But when the foolish were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came. Then all the wise that were there and all those other people, every one of them, went in to that banquet room. The door was shut. And the wise virgins didn't say, wait, 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 wait. Leave that door open. Leave that door open. Nope. That's not how the parable goes. Nope. The door was shut. Exactly. The door was shut on them. Why? The door, listeners, the door was shut because all those, the foolish had not arrived. You see, the five were wise, the other five were foolish. The foolish came to the door, and they basically said, sir, 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 open that door. Open that door for us, please. Let us in. Let us in. I never knew you. That's what he said. I never knew you. I never knew you. And then he basically said, you know what? Throw them outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I pray that's not us. Some Christians, the way they live, they better just be praying and getting ready, because some people, Jesus came, they say they're Christians, but they won't make heaven. He came today. So I wanted to discuss that. Another thing. Did you know that in the course of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus talked more about the day we live in than what he talked about the day he lived in? Oh, and by the way, listeners, he didn't just talk a little bit more the day we live in than he talked about the day he lived in. He talked a lot more about the day we live in than what it is the day he lived in. A lot more, because he wanted us to know. And so another thing I want to mention to you. We need to really watch who we're listening to when it comes to the Word of God. We need to watch and make sure that our preacher is accurate, that he teaches according to the Bible. Because he said many false Christs and false prophets will do miracles and will deceive many people, including even some of the elect. That's why we have to pay good attention and make sure that that what we're listening to is right and biblically sound. Not just that they're not user-friendly, but that they're sound. Because deception is real. And they can claim, you know, that they were led by the Holy Ghost when really they were led by something else. So, and he said in the last days there'd be lots of deception. That's why it's important, you know, that you watch. Yeah. And you know, there'll be wars, rumors of wars, and all those different things. Of course, if you hear people yelling, oh, here's the Christ in the upper rooms. Here's the Christ in that room over there. Here he is in that room. We're not supposed to believe it. And if someone's screaming, oh, there's Jesus. There's the Christ in that room. Nope. Don't believe it, and don't go out there to find out. Nope. And of course, we don't know the hour Jesus is going to come. He's not going to tell us, I'm going to come tomorrow evening or on, you know, Monday morning or Tuesday at noon or next Thursday morning at 5:30 a.m. He's not going to tell us. He's going to come at an hour that we don't expect. And when he comes, we have to be ready. Until he comes, we have to occupy and just live our life. That doesn't mean that we don't watch, pray, believe in him, trust in him. And if you pay attention to the signs, you'll see that we are in the last of the last of the last days. But at the same time, it's not exactly reasonable to say how much time we have left. Why, you may ask? It's not reasonable to say how much time we have left because Jesus said, you don't know the day or the hour that I will come, that I will send my angels. We don't know. We don't know. We know he's coming soon, but of course he didn't say how soon. So we just have to be, you know, keep our trust in Jesus. Because after all, that's who we put our trust in. And we make sure that we're where Jesus wants us to be. All right, real quick, couple quick announcements. Then we're going to go into worship. I'm going to move along. I've spent enough time on this because got some football we want to get to. You know, our sports at the end. So, real quickly, I want to remind you: go online to riversofmiracles.com, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com, to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of my life. From birth to age 30, talks about how faithful the Lord has been to me in my family, you know, and in our family. And talks about all the different miracles that Jesus has done in me, all the different healings, all the different, different things. And, of course, I rejoice in all of those. I really do. And it's not something that I take lightly. No, it's not. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about how you can get your hands on the book. And my hope is that you will not only read it, but you will also bless someone else with it. Or tell them how they can buy the book and get the book in their hands. Amen. The other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. When you get onto the paypal.com, you'll see a search bar in which you can type in a name, you know, for what you would like to give. And for the name, you can put in Rivers Shukla. Again, that name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And you can sow however much seed you want to sow. And whenever you sow a seed, I always pray over that seed. Always. Because I want to see you get blessed. I really do. It's not just something I say. I want to see you blessed by God. The first, I want to sow into your life right now is Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. And when I hear, you know, pressed down, shaken together, running over, that's not in a little, that's heaps, heaps. Heaps above and beyond what we could ever ask or think. Amen. Now we're going to get into worship, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm... Oh, yeah.
of the Lord. Say, I'm blessed, I'm pressed, but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down and not destroyed. I'm blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will adore. His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last through the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Yes, Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will adore. His joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Oh, yeah. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. La 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 la. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have heard a sound coming from the wind, changing hearts and minds, and healing brokenness. I hear a generation, resurrection life. I hear a generation, resurrection life. And our song, it will be out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful.
is glorious, and he is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom. He is healing right now. He is hope, faith, love, hope, joy, love, peace, and love. I have heard a sound coming on the wind, healing hearts and minds, healing brokenness. We are a generation with resurrection life. We are a generation filled with the power of Christ. We are, and our song it will be, out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful. He is glorious, and he is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom. He is healing right now. He is hope and joy, love and peace and love. Oh, 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 he has paid the highest price. He has proven his great love for us. We will praise him with our life and proclaim our love for him. Whoa, whoa. He has paid the highest price. He has proven his great love for us. We will praise him with our lives and proclaim our love for him. Oh, and proclaim our love for him. He is faithful. He is glorious, and he is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom. He is healing right now. He is hope and joy, love and peace and love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Oh,
the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence. Your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
that your hand is on our life. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are to us, what you are to us, that you enable us to serve you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you represent for us. Thank you for everything you've done for us tonight. Thank you that as we study your word tonight, that you will reveal yourself to us tonight in ways that we don't know. Thank you, Lord God, for our powerful time that we have tonight. Thank you that you meet every need tonight represented in the lives of these listeners tonight, that you meet all these needs, every one of them, no matter what they are, how severe they are, how mild they are. Thank you, Lord God, that you just meet all of these needs represented tonight. And thank you that as we study your word tonight, these people have ears ready to hear, mind ready to concentrate, comprehend what you have for them tonight. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. In Jesus' name. Now I make my confession over this program tonight. I say, Lord God, that sponsors and partners are coming into this program. I declare that finances are coming into this program. I declare, Lord God, that increases in listenership are coming to this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, oh God, as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 24. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, listeners. Just have to plug. I'm sorry about that, listeners. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened there, but we got it figured out. Thank you. Thank you for that. But we're going to begin in Proverbs 24. For our teaching tonight. Sorry about that. It won't be telling me every minute now what time it is. I made sure that it will not be doing that. We got some time to study the word. Beginning with Proverbs 24 and 25. It says here, do not envy wicked men. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. Excuse me. They talk about troubles. By wisdom, a house is built. Through understanding, the house is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. A wise man has great power. A man of knowledge increases strength. For waging war, you need guidance. And for victory, many advisors. Wisdom is too high for a fool. In the assembly at the gate, he has nothing to say. He who plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and men detest a mocker. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. if you say, but we knew nothing about this. Does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait like an outlaw against a righteous man's house. Do not raid a dwelling place. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down to calamity. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see you to approve and turn wrath away from him. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Fear the Lord and the King, my son. Do not join to the rebellious, for those too will send sudden destruction upon them. And who knows what calamities they can bring. Verse 23. These also are sayings of the wise. Show partially in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, peoples will curse him and nations will denounce him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come upon them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without a cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did. I won't pass the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruin. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Chapter 25. These are more Proverbs of Solomon. copied by the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. By search out, meaning like study. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the drops from the silver, and out comes material for the silversmith. The wicked from the king's presence and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence. Do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say to you, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. Verse 8. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you argue your case with a neighbor, do not betray another man's confidence, or he who hears it may shame you, and you will never lose your bad reputation. A word that is aptly spoken is like apples with gold and settings of silver, like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a wise man's rebuke to a listening ear. Like the coolness of snow at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the spirit with his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts that he does not give. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and gentle tongues can break a bone. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you'll not feel good. Wisdom set foot in your neighbor's house. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you, and he will hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is the man who gives false testimony against his neighbor. Reliance on the unfaithful times of trouble is like a bad tooth or a lame foot. One who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar on soda, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Guess I can't give him a Coca-Cola. Give them water to drink. Verse 22, give them water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. As a north wind brings rain, so a sly tongue brings angry looks. Better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrel's wife. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring or a polluted, well, the righteous man who gives way to the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to seek one's own honor. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. All right. So part of what you see here is something that Dr. Barclay talked about on Sunday, that it's good to study things out. Study out the Word of God. You know, study out what certain things in it. Example, like I said, find out what these parables mean. Like I said earlier, I'm going to look at them with you. And I'm excited about it, to be honest with you. I really am. It's not just something that I'm saying. But, you know, study things out. Study the word. Another way you could say it is give attention to reading the scriptures. Read your Bible. And don't just read it. As part of the studying part, go find out like what certain verses mean. You know, just take a look at it. And you can find out, you know, different things in it, like exactly what it means. And it can help you. And it says, you know, knowledge is through the glory of God. As, because and so Dr. Barclay was saying something on Sunday. Now, listeners, you can go find New Testament Bibles that also have Psalms and Proverbs in them. Psalms and Proverbs are great books to turn to and study them out. Example, when it says Selah in Psalms, that means meditate on it. And at times, you know, when our lives are so busy, we often don't take time to meditate. The Bible says, I will meditate on the word of God, on the word day and night. do you actually take time to meditate on the Word of God? You should. Now, in the medical realm, they talk about meditation, but I'm not sure that they always mean it in the same way that we do. Those of us who are, you know, good, godly Christians. But when we meditate on the Word, not on this other kind of stuff. Because criminals even meditate. They don't meditate for the right reason. Now, so I know Psalms and Proverbs are just great books to turn to. And one of the big things that Proverbs is big on is, there's two things that's super big on. One is wisdom. And the other big thing, one of the other big things that it's big on is not being yoked with wicked people. Because you don't want to be yoked with people that are with wicked people, you know, people that are wicked. You don't want to do that. You want to watch who you're running with. And it goes kind of back to what I said earlier when I talked about, you know, watch who you're listening to when it comes to, you know, watch, you know, what preachers you're listening to. Making sure that your preacher is, you know, right with God, Bible-based. Amen. And so, so also in those chapters it talks about how, you know, the Lord has a sense of humor, for one thing, is when he said it's better to live on a roof than to live in a house with a quarreler's wife. I think that's one of the places where you see God's humorous side, because I think it's funny. My mom honestly thinks that's funny. And I do too, now that I think about it. Because when I was younger, like 16, I used to be like, for a little while there, I used to be like, well, I like all these other books, but I'm not so sure if I like Proverbs. Because it talks about all this stuff about correction and all that, and I'm not sure if I want that. But God helped me with that. Now I see Proverbs as a very good book of the Bible. And one that can be gleaned from. There's things to learn from it. There's a lot of things you can learn from it. just like you can learn a lot from the Book of Psalms. And it says even at the beginning, it's part of Proverbs, you know, like part of it is for, like, for, you know, having a prudent life, you know, having wisdom. And it's talking about, like, the God kind of wisdom, not, like, just this natural wisdom. Because a lot of people nowadays, they don't even have common sense. Some of them don't even have common sense when they drive their vehicle anymore. Trust me, I know. But, see, when you have that God kind of wisdom, you know, God can help you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that we'll study out your word and that we will realize that as we study it, that this word is true. This word is not void. All your promises, Lord, are yes and amen. And we want everything that you have for us. And I thank you, Lord God, that we are doers of this word. We are those who do what the word of God says. And we're not just hearers only. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now for some sports. We'll start with high school before we go into college. First of all, for week two of the high school football season, tomorrow night you have Delhi at Flint Common Ainsworth to take on Common Ainsworth, who a win last week. Midland, for their part, got a win. No, Dow, for their part, got that big win over the Fenton Tigers. Common Ainsworth Cavaliers, our team trying to bounce back from their 1-6 start last, from their 1-6 season last year. Of course, Dow has to stop Common Ainsworth. If they want to win, I think they will. My prediction for that, for this game, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 35. Carmen, 17. Moving forward to Friday night at Midland Community Stadium. Midland Chemics are taking on a Lapeer team that went 4-4 last year, including three losses in the regular season, a win in the playoffs, and then a loss in the playoffs. So they went 4-4. Actually, I think they went 3-4. For Midland, they will have to stop the running and passing of Lapeer, the Lapeer Lightning. They can run up on you when you don't expect it. I know this is only week two, but Common Ainsworth lost 41-21 last week. Hopefully Midland can get back both of their players that they lost during the loss to Traverse City West to injuries. Hopefully they can have them back on Friday night. Wide receiver Brown and the other guy. I don't know if one of them just went down due to heat or what. But obviously in the game of football, health can be a factor. And in this sense, when I talk about health, what I mean is, are you mainly at full strength? Or do you have lots of key roles missing, so you have to rely on a lot of others to step up to fill those spots for you? And if you can be more healthy, and by healthy, I mean like not have so many guys missing, like the healthier you can be, the better. So Midland will need to hopefully get healthy. And that's the nice thing about having this game on Friday instead of Thursday. Last week they played on Thursday. Having this game on Friday gives them an extra day to rest. Friday, there was no public school in the state of Michigan due to it being the Friday before Labor Day, which means that they can, I don't know what Coach Mettner has planned, if he's going to do a practice with them or if he's just going to let them, you know, rest, do home, and then be ready for the game. But Midland will need to, yeah, Lapeer often tends to have larger players than Midland does. Larger doesn't always mean faster. But we have to execute when we have the ball. If the Lightning make mistakes, Midland needs to be able to capitalize on those mistakes. Midland needs to not fumble the ball. We had two lost fumbles, Midland did last week, and an interception. Midland was driving the football last week, had the ball to the 29, had just gotten a first down, next play, intercepted by one of West's defenders. I think this game can come down to things like turnovers. Who turns the ball over the least? Who gets the least penalties? Who executes the most on offense? Who does the best on defense? It'll come down to playing a fundamentally sound game. Midland had went up 28-8 that previous game, but they still lost 35-28. And even if you're Midland and you build that kind of a lead again against Lapeer, that doesn't mean you just go, okay, we can take our feet off the gas. No. Got to play football for 48 minutes. Because in college, you know, it's 60, but in high school, it's 48. Do I think Midland can do all those things? I would say yes. I do believe they're capable. I think they will. Give me comic books, 29, Pier 47, 21. That'll mean that Dallas would start the season 2-0, Midland 1-1. All right, let's look on to college. Starting with the Wolverines at home taking on Kent State on Saturday. My prediction for this one is winning again, 39, Kent 17. Let's talk about Michigan Wolverine football as it relates to the season. We have to play Northern Illinois. We have to play Wisconsin for the seventh year in a row. We have to play Washington, which is a tough team to play. In Washington, I believe. Like Seattle area. And in Nebraska, Illinois, Northwestern, MSU, Indiana, and a couple others. That team to the south, as always, at the end of the season. Some of you, I can just hear some of you might be going, ooh! I didn't mean like a cheer. I meant like, boo. Michigan last year was like 2-4, you know, 3-4. Did not have a good season last year. My hope is that this year they can do a lot better. Oh, yeah. Now I remember they also have to play Rutgers and Maryland. And, of course, Penn State. Penn State went into Ann Arbor last year and knocked off Michigan. After Penn State had started the season, winless. My prediction is that Michigan will end the season with a 7-5 record. I know they're starting with a decent quarterback. There's signs of hope in that Michigan team, but I can't see a win against Penn State. Wisconsin is tough again. That team down south, very dangerous. I'm not saying for sure we're going to lose to that team down south, by the way. I'm just going on based off of right now and how it was last year. When the time comes closer, I'll be able to, based on how this year is going, give you more accurate thoughts on that. On what I could see. At least we beat that state to the south at something this past week, Lowell League World Series. Taylor North beat a team from that state 5-2. At least we had that, but not for, like, college, you know, something bigger. And for a lot of key spots on the team, Michigan still has a lot of question marks. Which leads me to Michigan State, a team with also a lot of question marks. Question marks up and down that team. Can they be a team that goes, like, 8-4? Or will they be a thud that goes like 4-8? What kind of team are they going to be? It's hard to tell what kind of a team they're going to be. Neither Michigan or Michigan State is ranked in the top 25, which is kind of a sign. But neither is thought of as too highly. Michigan State, their first game, I do suspect that they will win. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I pray that we're going to have a safe and sound Labor Day weekend. No evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. He's given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, fire, flood, or crash, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones. You've given us great peace and great joy and prosperity to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.